Hello, this is Jeffrey Barnes, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. As many of you may know, I'm also the Nephrology Fellowship Program Director here at Penn, which I recently discovered was one of the largest nephrology training programs in the country. Whether you're a training program director, a nephrologist in private practice, or a nephrologist at an academic medical center, you should have some interest in the pipeline of future nephrologists. Since we just recently completed the match for current residents who will start fellowship training in July of 2013, I thought I'd be interested in going over just a couple of the statistics from that recent match. There are 148 programs participating in the match. Some nephrology fellowship programs don't participate at all. Of these, 23% did not fill. Now, they may have subsequently filled after the match, but there were a fair number of programs with vacancies, at least as of the time of the match. And of the over 400 positions in the match, 11% didn't fill. Of the applicants that did match, only a quarter were U.S. citizens who graduated from United States medical schools. And the remainder, aside from a very small percentage who went to osteopathic schools, were trained at foreign medical schools, either U.S. citizens or international citizens training at international medical schools. 6% of U.S. Trained applicants, U.S. citizens who went to U.S. medical schools, did not match, compared to about 10 to 17% of other types of applicants. So clearly, nephrology fellowship programs are dependent upon international graduates, and international graduates make up a large percentage of recently trained nephrologists. Well, one area of concern that relates to this is highlighted in a recent editorial in JAMA that was published in December of this year. That indicated that by 2015, the number of graduates from U.S. medical schools is expected to exceed the number of positions available in United States residency programs. This is likely to make it increasingly difficult for international graduates to find positions in U.S. residency programs, which they must do in order to be eligible for a nephrology fellowship program in this country. It's also interesting to note that while the number of medical school positions has gone up by a third over the last 8 or 9 years or so, the number of residency positions has been quite flat and may shrink. So this may really create increasing difficulty for training opportunities in the United States for international graduates, and hence create even more problems for nephrology fellowship programs, particularly those that are highly dependent upon international graduates. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion at the American Society of Nephrology and other venues as to the impact of this year's match in nephrology, and hopefully we can figure out a way to continue to maintain and stimulate interest among medical students and residents in nephrology. I've certainly enjoyed being a nephrologist for 25 years or so, and I think we need to communicate our interest and enthusiasm for nephrology to future trainees. So more to come as we hear more about what might be done to maintain the workforce in nephrology over upcoming years. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns. Thanks for listening. I'm Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology.